On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the light blue outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. Sunlight peeks through the treetops of a jungle filled with lush vegetation. A caravan passes through the plants and trees led by a few men carrying guns. Others follow on foot, guiding horse-drawn carts. A title appears, The Jungle Book, Mowgli's Story. A woman rides with a boy and a baby.
I guess if my story starts anywhere, it starts back when I was a kid. You see, my family took me on a trip to one of the most beautiful spots in India, the Wainganga River. Oh, you see that little guy? Yeah, the cute one. That's me, Mowgli.
The boy smiles.
I didn't know it then. In fact, I didn't know much about anything back then. But I was about to have an adventure that would change my life forever.
Colorful fabric and supplies hang from the back of a cart. A man wearing a head wrap picks up Mowgli and sets him on the ground.
This is the story of how a boy became a man cub, and how that man cub became a man.
Elephants and a water buffalo stand near a watering hole.
Even though this is my story, it's not all about me. It's also about my friends, the animals. Take a look. It really is a jungle out there.
Ooh, Huffy, look. I have the whole watering hole to myself. It's too good to be true.
You got that right. Okay, jungle meeting. Calling all carnivores and interested parties. Whoa! Gather
round! Honey, Hathi's called a meeting.
Well, let's go, dear.
Two deer trot off.
That's when there's a monkey's uncle.
Hey, I am a monkey's uncle. Wait up, guys!
One chimpanzee follows others. A bear trots through a clearing. Brightly colored birds perch on a fallen tree. A black panther slinks along a branch. A tiger runs on the ground. The chimps scramble past Hathi and the other elephants.
I'm waiting on you.
Thirsty chimp, move aside, move aside.
Watch out for its trunk.
Hey, big fella, don't step on me.
Careful, you wouldn't want to squish a chimp.
Hey, let's go, surf's up.
A chimp poses.
Look at me, I'm a genuine statue.
Another chimp splashes her.
Stop!
I gotcha!
No bathing in there, you know, we have to drink that water.
Ew, now he tells us.
Oh, I give up. Let's start, okay? Are we all here?
A vulture flies in.
I'm here. Last, of course, but then I'm last to everything. Last one to kill, last one to eat.
Chill?
That's my name.
Chill.
Oh, first time I heard that one.
Okay, now then, it's time to remind you all of our dry season rule. Until the monsoon rains return, any meals eaten by the watering hole shall be strictly vegetarian. Yes!
Good rule!
Gotta love it!
Okay, now, you know that means any hunting by the watering hole will be over my dead body.
What? Oh, Hathi, don't torture me.
No hunting here. That law bites.
Yeah, we should be able to hunt when we want and where we want. Because wolves rule, and we're not afraid of anybody.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, look out!
The tiger roars.
It's Shere Khan!
Shere Khan! Oh,
no! Well, well, who shall I eat today? Maybe I'll grab a couple of dogs.
Talk about your fast food.
Shut up, Tabaki.
Sorry.
Monkey burgers.
We're fat. We're pure fat.
Maybe an elephant stew for two.
We'll get stuck in your teeth.
With a side of turtle soup.
Sorry.
Try the clam chowder.
How about a bowl of chili?
Later.
Oh, Shere Khan, didn't you hear me? I just told you there's no hunting here at the...
Shut your trunk. I heard you. And I shall do as I please.
Listen here, Tiger. Now, if we're all going to live in peace...
You! Berry breath, go suck a beehive.
Nice sidekick, Shere Khan. A hyena that laughs at his own dumb jokes.
Mind your own business, Bagheera.
You're my business, Shere Khan. I'll be watching you.
We'll all be watching you.
Don't get your fur in a bunch, Tubby. I'm not in the mood for any of this jungle food. No, I have a craving for Indian food.
Oh, I get it. You want to eat an Indian? Oh, boss, that's clever, that's rich. Ah, oh, that's the cat's meow.
Tabaki. What a quirk in it.
At night, a puddle reflects the full moon. Shere Khan walks through the water as he stalks near humans in a campsite. A woman tends a fire while other campers carry large jugs. A man sits near a tent. Staring with his wide yellow eyes, Shere Khan watches them through the reeds. The woman with the baby walks past, and a man looks at a food cart. Tabaki licks his lips.
Let's get ready to tango!
A horse startles. Shere Khan leaps out of the reeds and pounces on a bearded man. A woman flees as the tiger bounds through the camp.
I love this job.
The humans scatter.
You hunters are so overrated.
Mowgli hides under a tent.
I'll never forget that night. People were running everywhere, for their guns, for their lives. All I wanted to do was find my parents. But instead, the tiger found me.
Well, aren't you a cute little appetizer?
And when he fixed me with those big, fiery yellow eyes, I figured I was a goner.
You must be the son of a hunter. How deliciously ironic.
It was like, wow. Welcome to the food chain.
There's the tiger!
A man shoots.
The boss, they're packing heat.
I won't forget you, brown eyes.
As Shere Khan leaps away, the man shoots. The tiger flees.
Oh no, they got the boss!
Come on, he's only wounded! Get
in! After Shere Khan ran off, the smart thing would have been just to stay by the safety of the fire. But hey, I was just a kid, right? So, I took off down the trail trying to find my parents. You know how things don't always work out according to plan? Well, this turned out to be a really, really, really bad idea.
Mowgli stares into the dark, misty depths of the jungle. He runs off. A wolf stands on a high rock.
I was totally lost. I figured I'd never find my mom and dad, and they'd never find me. But just then, I found a cave.
Mowgli enters, finding a white wolf and cub inside.
Well, more like a den, really. Of wolves. Hey, I didn't know any better. They just looked like pets to me.
Look, Mom, a pet. What is it? A hairless chip?
I don't know. I don't think chips come in hairless.
No, that's a man's cub. There were some hunters over the ridge. It's probably one of theirs.
A man cub? What's he doing out here?
He must be lost.
Gee, you think he's been abandoned?
Cool. Can we keep him, please?
No, little Raksha. Man cubs are cute when they're little, but when they grow up, they can be dangerous.
Dangerous? Not this one.
Mowgli hugs the white wolf.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
Look how cute he is, Dad. And he likes me. Mom, Dad, come on.
Sweetie, if we keep him, who's going to feed him? Who's going to clean up after him until he's cave broken? Oh, no, here he comes. Stay, boy, stay.
Mowgli pets the gray wolf.
Nice doggy.
Whoa, did he just call the leader of the wolf pack doggy?
Lighten up, Dad. He doesn't speak wolf yet.
That's another thing he'll have to learn. And who's going to teach him? Honey, a pet's a big responsibility.
But if he was abandoned, then that makes him our responsibility. You don't just leave a cub to fend for itself, Akela, man cub or not.
True, a cub does need a family.
Well, we're a family.
See, hubby?
Oh, all right, we can keep him.
Yippee, I got a little brother, and he's a great tummy rubber.
What should we call him, little Akela?
Gee, that's original. What do you think, little Raksha?
I say we call him Poo-Poo-Pee-Pee.
Poo-Poo-Pee-Pee? What does that mean?
Beats me, but it sure sounds funny.
Aw, look at him. Like a little frog.
Little frog. Good call, Ma.
Little frog. Mowgli. Okay, Mowgli it is. Welcome to the pack, son. You'll make a fine wolf.
Tabaki enters the den.
Aha!
I thought I smelled my man cub.
Your man cub?
Yes, mine. I've been tracking him from the moment he left those bloodthirsty humans. That man cub's family killed Shere Khan.
Shere Khan is dead?
Hey, I tried to save him. Must have killed 10, 20 humans myself. But then that man cub got a rifle.
Don't make me laugh, hyena.
Our little Mowgli couldn't hurt a tsetse fly, much less bag a tiger.
Well, he did. And Shere Khan's dying wish was to get even, so give him up.
Nobody threatens my family, Buster.
Yeah, sick him, Pop.
Uh-oh. Can't we bark this over? I guess not. I'd just be leaving now. Help! Mad Wolf!
Akela chases him out.
Don't ever come near my den again, you rat face!
Akela, pal, I wasn't gonna eat them all by myself. I would have brought you a doggy bag!
What?
Bad joke. You're right. I am...
Tabaki rolls down a cliff.
Big rock! Ah! Oh, look out for the tree! Ah! Oh!
Looks like hyena pinball.
Hey, I do the laughing around here.
The hyena shakes off dirt. Daytime, Mowgli jogs through the jungle.
I gotta admit, it was pretty cool having a whole new family. I mean, sure, I missed my old one, but Akela and Raksha were raising me just like I was one of their own. And it wasn't long before I could understand what all the animals were saying.
Hey, guys, what are we playing?
I will pin the tail on the loser. Ah.
Although sometimes I wished I couldn't.
Gotta pin some fur and fangs on him, too.
What's he need fangs for? He can't hurt. He's just a wolf wannabe.
Hey, I got a better game. It's called Ditch Mowgli.
Come on, what are we waiting for?
No, see you, sucker.
The wolf cubs leave. Mowgli takes another path.
Dad, they were so mean.
Don't worry. Mowgli's strong. He'll find his way.
Near a small pond, two scowling baboons mock a wolf with a stick piercing his paw.
Well, well, what have we here? One of those wolves who like to nip at us and chase us up trees? Aw, did poor old Barani get an owie on his paw?
You're lucky I'm hurting, monkey boy, or you'd be feeling the fangs of fury.
Ooh, we're really scared, Fleabag.
Yeah, you're old, you're weak, and you're nothing without your pack.
Let's drag his tail to Monkey Town and use him as a rug.
Yeah, but if he's gonna be a rug, then somebody better clean him.
You know how to clean a rug, don't you?
Sure, you beat it with a stick.
Get lost, get away from him. He didn't do anything to you.
Ooh, look, it's that big, bad man cub.
Ooh, well, after we club this old rug, you're next.
Hey, you heard what he said. Beat it! Beat the wolf.
Nice, Wolfie.
Sit, stay.
Oh, did you see her teeth?
You okay, Barani?
I could have taken them. Taken them both. That is if my paw weren't so darn banged up. Ow.
I'm not sure I can get that out. Mowgli?
The boy picks up Barani's injured paw.
See there, Mowgli? It's in deep.
He pulls out the long, sharp stick.
Good job, son.
Man cub, I owe you one.
I was glad to help Barani. That's the way it is with all the jungle animals. We look after each other, which is good, since, as I recall, I needed a lot of looking after.
Picking fruit from a tree, Mowgli falls.
I got it.
Thank you, Mowgli. I'll take that.
Hey!
They call this frog food, Mowgli. And do you know why?
Yes, because they named it after me.
Mowgli kicks Hathi's leg.
No, because if you eat it, you croak.
Mowgli, you know not to eat anything without asking me first. That fruit's poisonous. Thanks, Hathi.
No problem, Raksha. We're all looking out for the boy.
I'm sorry I kicked you.
Oh, well, it's okay, kiddo. I'll live. But next time you listen to your mom. There are lots of dangerous things here in the jungle. In fact, if you want to take a ride with me, I'll show you the biggest danger of all.
Can I go, Mother, please?
All right, but you stay with Hathi.
No worries, Mama. We'll take good care. Okay, now, get on board. We're going up. Top floor, Pachyderm penthouse. Whee! Hang on now. All ahead.
Bye, Mom.
Hold tight, Mowgli. Have fun.
Okay, now, eyes open. We're entering the danger zone. Of all the animals out there, there is one species that everyone fears, and that is the duck!
The duck? Oh, duck!
Mowgli ducks under a branch.
Duck! Anyway, as I was saying, the most dangerous animal of all is the one who did this.
Fire burns in the jungle.
Who did this?
Man did this, Mowgli. Man and the red flower they call fire.
Yeah, and the more flowers they plant, the less jungle we got.
Chill is right. Fire is life's greatest destroyer. The red flower leaves us nothing but death.
Which makes it my favorite flower.
Boy, was I confused. See, before I was a man cub, I thought the red flower was something good. Something to keep you warm and safe at night. But how could something so good do something so bad?
Hey, Hathi baby, since you're playing tour guide, where's that secret elephant graveyard? I am starved!
Oh, chill.
I know. Chill.
Okay, lunch. Actually, lunch is a breeze around here. Help yourself to the ripest mangoes this side of the White Gunga.
Thanks, Hathi. You want a banana?
Oh, well, yes, Mowgli, now that you mention it, I would like one.
Hathi eats the banana.
Listen, next time, peel it.
Mowgli rides Hathi through the bright, lush jungle.
That day with Hathi helped me see the world through the animal's eyes. And as my knowledge of the jungle grew, so did I.
Now a few years older, Mowgli rides Hathi through the jungle.
Every day was an adventure. Every day was something new. I was learning the ropes. Or should I say, the vines.
Mowgli swings on vines. Wearing leaves, he perches with Chill.
I felt like I was ready to leave the nest.
Now, flap those wings, man cub, because if you fall, you're dead meat.
Mowgli flaps his leafy arms and jumps.
Ooh, ouch. Hey, Mowgli, you still alive?
Barely.
Darn.
He washes off in a waterfall while colorful birds sit nearby.
That's it, Mowgli. Nice and clean. Don't forget your tail feathers.
Mowgli scrubs the seat of his waistcloth, then under his arms. In the woods, the bear shakes a tree holding a beehive.
If only I had a ladder. Mowgli.
Whenever I got a chance, I hung out with Baloo, the hungriest bear in all of India. Or Bagheera, the smartest panther anywhere. Now about Baloo, he was gruff on the outside, but on the inside, he was sweet as...
Honey! Now remember, the higher the hive, the sweeter the honey. Be careful.
Mowgli climbs onto the branch holding the hive. He reaches out and a bee lands on his nose.
Eat my stinger! Ow! Long live the queen! Ow!
Come on, Mowgli. No pain, no gain. Oh, easy boy, don't disturb the hive.
Mowgli slips and puts his foot through the hive.
Plan B! Go to Plan B!
What Plan B?
Bail out!
Mowgli kicks the hive to the ground, then jumps.
Geronimo!
He lands in a river, splashing the turtles.
Oh, man. I just waxed my shell.
Good job, Mowgli. Sweet.
Baloo licks a honeycomb. Later, Mowgli lies in a tree.
I looked forward to the times when wise old Bagheera and I would sit and talk for hours.
Life came to Earth from the heavens, Mowgli, and all creatures from aardvarks to zebras are related.
Wow. But where did the heavens come from, Bagheera?
Sorry, man cub. Nobody is that smart.
I knew that. See ya.
Mowgli jumps down and dashes away. He runs through a narrow clearing between trees. The three chimpanzees notice him.
There he is! Let's go! Let's hide!
Okay, you go that way, I'll go this way.
Mowgli notices something shaking a bush. He crouches low as he approaches. A chimp emerges and kisses him.
And I even got my first kiss.
Let's play spin the banana.
Mowgli swings from vine to vine. He pauses on a tree branch and glances down. A soldier scans the jungle as he walks past. Mowgli watches him curiously. At the watering hole, Mowgli studies his reflection.
Sometimes I would wonder about my past. But then my pack, my family, would remind me I was one of them. And any doubts would just fade away. Then came a day I would never forget. I was invited to join in my very first wolf pack meeting.
Near the wolf den.
All right, we hear you. We're coming, Akela. Relax.
A pack meeting. A pack meeting. Come on.
Hope that cutie little Raksha's there.
There she is, with the man cub.
Mowgli, isn't this cool?
Okay, pack, ears up. It's time to discuss the spring hunt. Raksha, would you like to start?
All right, dear. As many of you know, our daughter, little Raksha, is now old enough to become a hunter.
Hey, I heard that wolf whistle.
Hoo-ah! Little Raksha on the hunt?
I'd love to be her first catch.
Dream on, wimp. You're nothing but a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Oh, yeah? I'll tell you.
Okay, settle down, boys. Down. Now then, it is tradition for our oldest member to address the pack about the hunt. Birani.
Oh, thanks, Sonny. Let me just start by saying old age stinks. I mean, here it is spring, the only time the deer pass this way, and I'm too pooped to pounce.
What? Really?
Poor Birani.
Yeah, well, what can I do? My dang paw's still not healed. I'd just be holding up the show.
But Birani, we need every hunter we can get.
Darn tootin'. And that's why I'd like to name my replacement Mowgli.
Me?
Mowgli.
Not that two-legged stray.
He's no hunter.
He's a wizard.
Mowgli's got more courage in him than you three Mongols combined. You should be honored to hunt with him.
That's very big of you, Birani.
Yeah, well, I owe the kid one.
And it's only fair. If it's little Raksha's time, then it's Mowgli's time, too.
Agreed. Little Raksha, Mowgli, come down and join the circle.
Come on, brother. Let's take the oath.
They face Akela and Raksha.
Little Raksha, do you promise to protect the pack and to honor the traditions of our ancestors?
I do.
And Mowgli? What do you say?
What's that?
It's a scout.
The danger call.
Something's up. Shere Khan.
But you're dead.
A rumor greatly exaggerated. I was merely wounded in the backside by a bullet fired by one of his people.
You tell him, boss.
What do you want, Shere Khan?
What do I want?
What does he want? He wants...
Shut up, Tabaki! I want revenge. I want the boy!
He wants the boy.
Yeah, well, you can't have him.
That's right. Mowgli is our son.
Your son? Of course. I see the resemblance.
Ouch! Sarcasm!
He's one of us. One of the pack.
I'm gonna be a hunter.
A hunter! Don't make me laugh.
Have you all gone mad? You can't hunt with man. Man hunts you.
Now listen up, pussycat. Mowgli's like a son to me and to everyone. So if you mess with him...
You mess with us.
So that's how it is. Okay, wolf boy, you take round one. But one day when you don't have the pack watching your back or a fat bear, a confused cat around to defend you, I'll be waiting to even the score. They say revenge is a dish best served cold.
Shere Khan and Tabaki leave.
Ooh, revenge is ice cream.
Okay, I'll admit it. When he roared and licked his chops, I was shaking. But I couldn't show fear. Not if I was going to be made a hunter.
Brothers, you all heard Shere Khan threaten my son. That's why it's more important than ever that Mowgli be trained as a hunter.
Mowgli, son, are you ready to join the pack as a hunter and to honor our traditions?
Yes, Dad, I'm ready.
Good. Then as leader of the Seoni Wolf Pack, I officially welcome Mowgli and Little Raksha to the hunt.
All right! I can't wait!
Mowgli grins. Later, he climbs down a slanted tree with Bagheera.
I was definitely up for learning to hunt. Not only would it earn me the respect of the pack, but it would also help when it came to Shere Khan. Bagheera got me started.
A big part of hunting is trickery. Let's try and fool Chill into flying over here. Mowgli, try the vulture call.
He puts his hand by his mouth.
What on earth was that? Sounded like a pregnant water buffalo.
What? Oh, sweetie, I'm gonna be a dad?
Mowgli sighs, then shrugs at the panther.
You might want to work on that.
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Let's forget about trickery for now. Let's focus on stalking and catching. The key, Mowgli, is to use all of your senses. Your sense of sound.
Looking down, Mowgli spots a rabbit hop into a bush.
Your sense of sight?
He follows it.
And last but not least, your sense of...
He grabs a skunk.
I got it! Pretty good one, huh?
Smell! Oh, bye, Mowgli.
Bagheera?
Yeah, kid, you need a bath!
Bagheera!
Dropping the skunk, he runs.
That was a lesson I'll always remember. And a smell, I will never forget.
At night, Mowgli sleeps in the den.
Exhausted from a long day's hunting lessons, I'd collapse in the safety of our cave, hoping for a good night's rest.
Shere Khan sticks his head and paw through an opening blocked by a large branch. Mowgli wakes and sits up. He looks at the empty entrance.
But there was no escaping my fear of Shere Khan.
In the jungle, Bagheera watches Baloo. The bear holds up a fallen trunk and Mowgli looks under it.
As time went on, Baloo worked me harder than Bagheera.
Snack time, kiddo.
That guy left no log unturned.
You know, grubs, maggots, and worms are a great source of protein. And they're delicious. This thing's heavy. What do you see under there?
Sorry, Baloo. There are no bugs down under this one either.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah.
He drops bugs and Baloo lowers the trunk.
All right. Come on. I can't believe this. How am I going to teach you to hunt grubs and slugs and mealyworms when there aren't any left to eat? I mean, hunt.
I don't know. Maybe you should just teach him to hunt fruit.
Hunt fruit?
Whoa! Hey, Catwoman, are you spying on us?
Baloo, what are you doing? Mowgli needs to learn hunting, not eating.
Well, hunting and eating go together like bugs and honey.
That's right.
Besides, he's been doing his homework. Show her what you can do with the bird call, Mowgli.
I've been working on it.
I can tell. Hey, look.
Chill flies to them.
I'm coming. Oh, I'm here. Oh, it's you. It's not nice to fool Mother Vulture.
That was darn good, man cub. And you know what that means, huh?
School's out. Time to get wet.
He runs off.
But Mowgli...
Don't worry, Baggy. I'll head to the water. Teach him how to eat fish. I mean hunt. Hunt fish. Yeah.
Baloo, if only your brain was as big as your stomach.
Mowgli swings on vines. Shere Khan eyes the boy.
All right.
Mowgli switches vines. Turtles watch.
There he goes again.
He swings over a lake.
Incoming!
Mowgli plummets into the water. He splashes a turtle.
Nice face flop.
Shere Khan and Tabaki watch.
Did you see that bush league dive? What a splash. His form is horrible. Let's eat him.
Not yet, brain free.
Mowgli leaves.
See ya.
Good hang time.
Bad entry.
So, exactly what is the plan, boss?
To separate the boy from his family. I did it once. I can do it again.
Yeah, but that was humans. This is wolves. And the pack sticks together. They're strong like a chain.
And you will find the weakest link right after you win the gold.
Win the gold? For what?
Face flopping.
He catapults Tabaki into the lake.
Now that's a dive.
Not bad.
Baloo holds a fish.
Man, if I only had a lemon.
Mowgli emerges from the water.
Oh boy, what's the catch of the day?
Missed again. I've decided I don't like fish anymore, Baloo.
What? Fish is good. It's brain food. Don't you want to be a genius like me?
I'm never going to get the hang of catching fish. They're just too fast for me.
They're too fast for me, too. But you can learn to outsmart them if you work at it. Keep practicing and you'll be a master hunter, like me.
Like you? You can sneak up on a log.
Maybe not, but you gotta think positive, Moog. You start getting lazy and Shere Khan will surprise you.
Like that.
Nice! Darn you, woman, I nearly wet my fur.
Gee, Baloo, thanks for sharing. Man cub, Baloo is right. A good hunter never lets his guard down because something could be hunting him. And we know who's hunting you. Shere Khan wants his revenge.
But I don't get it. It wasn't me who shot him. It's not fair.
We know that, but Shere Khan doesn't play fair. Never has. And a tiger can't change his stripes.
Mowgli, look into my eyes.
Your eyes? Why?
I want you to see what it's like to be caught in a big cat's gaze. Shere Khan's eyes hypnotize his prey. Maybe if you practice on me, you won't fall under his spell.
He meets eyes with the panther.
Bagheera wasn't kidding. There's something about a cat's cold, yellow eyes that sends a shiver down your spine. I finally had to look away.
He drops his gaze.
Not bad, Mowgli.
It was a good lesson, but one I hoped I'd never have to use.
Nighttime, Shere Khan prowls through the jungle. The wolf bullies watch.
Bum, 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 four little, three little, two little Indians, one little Indian boy.
Yo, Shere Khan, over here.
Greetings, gentlemen. Tabaki tells me you're unhappy.
Yeah, we don't like the man cub.
Hey, come on, he's not a wolf.
And Akela has no right putting him in our hunt.
I couldn't agree with you more.
He licks his lips.
You know how eager he is to be a hunter. Maybe a little push from you guys could launch him in the wrong direction.
Daytime. Hiding near a fallen tree, the wolf pack looks out on a meadow. Mowgli crouches next to Little Raksha.
Mowgli, this is so exciting.
Shh, muzzle it, sweetie. We don't want to spook the deer.
They watch a herd.
All right, troops, gather round. Here's the plan. We'll split into three groups. Raksha and I will hide behind the left side of the ridge. Little Raksha, you and two other hunters will come up from the right side.
Okay, Pop. I mean, yes, sir.
Mowgli, you and some brother wolves will come straight up this hill to cut off their escape. Understood?
Yes, sir. Me and my two pals here volunteer to run with Mowgli.
Oh, yeah. Like old Barani said, it would be an honor.
Totally.
Good. Wait for my signal. Move them out.
They separate.
This way, buddy.
Mowgli and the wolf bully scan the meadow.
Okay, get ready to eat my dust, Mowgli. Half the legs, half the speed.
You're just jealous. I can outrun you any day, and you know it.
Maybe in your dreams, man cub.
You're afraid. I know it.
Afraid? You could tie two legs behind my back, and I'd still beat you paws down.
Oh, yeah? Want to see who's faster? I bet you I can get to the deer before you can.
You're on. And loser has to eat last, even after that vulture chill. On your marks. Get set. Go!
Mowgli runs, but the bullies stay put. The deer spotted.
A hunter!
Amscray, run for your life!
After them, now, now, now!
We'll never catch him.
What was the boy thinking?
He wasn't.
Gotcha.
The wolves run after the deer. Wearing a discouraged expression, Mowgli watches. The deer outrun the pack.
Keep going!
Head for the trees, we'll be safe!
The wolves slow to a stop.
All right, hold up.
Darn that, Mowgli.
Save your strength. We'll never catch you now.
Nice going, man cub.
Mowgli walks back to the fallen tree. Gazing away, he shakes his head. The wolf bullies trot past him.
So, man cub, we're curious.
Yeah, does Mowgli mean little frog?
Or big goat?
Mowgli! Son, what happened back there?
What else? He panicked.
Shere Khan was right. A man doesn't belong with wolves.
Nonsense. Mowgli's family.
Maybe your family, but not ours. And now, thanks to him, we're all going hungry.
Maybe we need a new leader.
Yeah, one who's got a son with four legs, fangs, some fur,
and a brain.
Let's go, I'm hungry.
Right, let's scare up some food.
before Mowgli scares it all away.
Dad, I'm really sorry, but it wasn't my fault. Those guys...
Son, you took the hunter's oath. You were supposed to wait for my signal.
Yeah, but you should have heard them. They're always on my case about how I'm different. Not a wolf.
You're our son, Mowgli.
You know that.
Sometimes I don't know what to think or where I belong. Maybe I just need to go away before I cause any more trouble.
Oh, Mowgli, don't be foolish.
You're all better off without me.
Son, wait.
Mowgli, wait.
Mowgli!
Please don't go.
Raksha and Akela watch Mowgli run away.
It hurt to leave, but I had to go. I blew it. It was my dad's idea to make me a hunter, so my mistake was his mistake.
The bullies devour a carcass.
Delicious! Being a traitor pays off!
Working for Shere Khan pays off. Yeah. Hey, don't bogart the carcass, dude.
How's the eats, boys? Enjoying my little reward?
Oh, Shere Khan, you should have been there. That moron man cub screwed up big time.
Yeah, the whole pack hates him now. Yeah, we really did a job on him.
Good. You've separated him from his pack. Now all I need to do is lure him away from Baloo and Bagheera.
Nighttime. In the jungle, Mowgli sits on the ground, arranging a pile of large leaves. Baloo stands nearby.
Moog, don't worry about the hunt. Everyone makes mistakes, even me.
Listen to me, man cub. I'm sure the pack forgives you, and your parents must be worried sick. Tomorrow we'll take you back.
I don't want to go back. I can't face them, not after today. I just want to dig a big hole and hide, or run away and leave the jungle.
Now, man cub. I know you're upset. But running away is not the answer. Once, when I was just a cub, I got mad at my parents and I ran away from home. Well, it didn't take long before I was caught by some hunters who were going to sell me for my fur. I was chained up in a cage and I thought I'd never see my family again. But later, when they were moving me to a bigger cage, I managed to escape. And I got lucky, Mowgli. And I learned a very valuable lesson. That if you are mad or upset, the worst thing you can do is run away from your troubles.
Bagheera's right. Like, if I'm out of honey, I don't get mad and do something dumb. I just go get honey.
You mean you get me to get your honey?
Or that. Anyway, son, why don't you take some time, sleep on it. And you know what? Tomorrow's a brand new day.
If you say so. Good night.
Good night, Mowgli.
Good night, Mowgli.
Mowgli lies down on the leaves.
Baloo, tomorrow I'll go tell Raksha.
Bagheera closes her eyes. Mowgli lies awake, staring off with a sad expression. Shere Khan paces in a small clearing surrounded by ferns. The tiger swiftly turns as Tabaki approaches.
Pardon my tardiness, your terribly terrific tigerness, but this time I think I really earned my stripes.
I'll be the judge of that.
Tabaki shakes off.
Who have you recruited?
Yo, guys, come on down and meet the cat who put the girl in tiger.
You know what? We're just going to stay over here because we'd rather not get eaten if that's all right with you.
Yep, we're funny that way.
I have no plans to eat you. If I ate you, what good would it do me?
A lot, if you're hungry.
Relax. If I wanted to eat something and then cough up a furball, I'd be chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco? Darn, that's good. That's clever, boss. That's me.
Now then, you three know that fat old fool Baloo?
Sure do. Hate him.
Hate him.
Oh, he's not so bad.
His friend hits him.
Hate him.
How'd you like to have his secret honey stash? I could show it to you.
Baby, show me the honey.
Show me the honey.
The chimps bounce excitedly.
It's yours, but only after you lure the boy away from Baloo and Bagheera.
You got yourself a deal, Tigger.
We're in the honey. We're in the honey.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Tabaki's paw slips.
Tabaki, don't laugh. You only encourage them.
Morning.
Ooh, fish are jumping. Hey, Moog, what do you say we hustle up little fish for breakfast? Yum, yum.
Blue, the way things are going, by the time I catch one, it'll be time for lunch.
Hey, pal, cheer up. And I thought we agreed. Today's a brand new day.
Doesn't mean it's a good day.
The chimps hang on vines.
Hey, kid. Yeah, you.
Why the long face?
Come play with us.
Hey, look, Blue. They're swingers, just like me. Hey, guys, throw me a vine.
Moog, why would you want to hang with clowns when you can kick back and hang with a bear?
Hey, I'm a bear.
And I'm a bear.
Look, I'm a bear. Somebody dropped some food in my mouth. I haven't eaten in seconds.
Oh, you monkeys are a barrel of laughs. Come on, pal, let's go.
But look at them, Blue. They look a little like me, and they like to have fun like me.
You betcha, man cub. Come on, let's make like a banana and split.
Don't do anything foolish, Moog.
Come on, Blue.
How about some fruit salad, Chubby?
They throw fruit.
Yeah, we'll toss it.
Ever see a fruit fly?
Oh, funny. Great shot.
How can you miss? He's huge.
Enough!
Maybe we better get out of here.
Before he eats all our ammo.
These guys are fun, Baloo. They're not like the wolf pack, always putting me down.
Mowgli, hold on.
Party time!
A party?
Come on, I'm
Yeah, party, all right.
Come on, you're invited.
Monkey down, here we come.
Hurry.
Party, go, go.
Don't worry, I'll see you later, Baloo. Hey, wait up.
Bagheera's not gonna like this.
The chimps run. Mowgli follows them through the jungle.
There's a blaze right across town. Whenever you're ready.
Stopping, the chimps tap their feet.
Where people
come on, move your feet.
Mowgli taps his foot. One of the chimps holds both his arms out, then touches his head and hips. Mowgli mimics him. Smiling, the boy dances. The chimp bows and Mowgli does the same. Another chimp applauds. Mowgli spins and a chimp copies him. A chimp shakes his head and Mowgli imitates. The three chimps dance in a line. They make funny faces at each other. A chimp hops like a frog. Mowgli does the same. The chimps come to a clearing and sprint across it. Mowgli reaches the clearing, where Chill perches on a barren tree.
Hold it! Hang on, you guys!
Can't wait! Can't stop! We gotta get to Monkey Town!
But isn't this the edge of the wolf pack's territory?
Yep, that's just way.
Well, well, at least one of those lessons stuck. Look, you go any farther, Mowgli, and your pack can't help you.
Pack? We're your pack now.
Yeah, so come on, let's hit that party.
Party? What kind of party?
Oh, it's a surprise.
Ah, right, yeah, I'll bet it is. Uh-uh, Mowgli, don't even think of going to that party.
Chill.
Chill. Chill, chill. Rah, rah, rah.
You tell her, Mowgli.
He just did.
Yeah, Mowgli, you the man cub.
He glances at Chill.
Which way?
This way! By the way!
Come on!
Come on, yes, Mowgli, go. Get the ladder! Use your knuckles!
He follows the chimps.
Okay, note to myself. First, find Raksha, tell her about Mowgli. Second, change my stupid name!
Chill flies off.
Right this way!
Come on, Mowgli!
A monkey watches.
Visitors.
There it is! Monkey Town!
A chimp opens a wooden fence as Mowgli carries another chimp on his back. They enter an enclosure, finding broken carts and items. Monkeys spot him.
Well, there goes the neighborhood.
Mowgli approaches a group.
Hello?
Kids, don't stare.
Sorry.
Eyeing the abandoned settlement, Mowgli passes other monkeys.
Right on time.
Welcome to Monkey Town, where it's one non-stop party.
A baboon yawns, baring his teeth.
They don't look very happy.
You're no barely humans yourself.
Wow, what is that?
Oh, that's our treasure house. It's full of surprises.
Come on in. Everyone's waiting for you.
The chimps lead Mowgli to a wooden hut overgrown with vines. Mowgli gapes. Opening her arms, a chimp gestures at the hut.
Right this way, Mowgli.
He walks up the porch steps and approaches the entrance. The boy pushes on the door, but finds it locked. He unlatches a sliding metal lock and partially opens the door. He glances back.
Save us some cake. Mm-hmm.
Opening the door farther, he enters and swats away cobwebs. He scans the disheveled room.
Hello? Anybody home?
As the boy curiously eyes the hut, one of the chimps shuts the door behind him. Mowgli notices.
Surprise!
A chimp secures the lock.
Let me go! Let me out of here!
Relax, man cub. You're gonna love the party!
Yeah. First, there's gonna be a dinner.
Then we're gonna go get dessert.
Do you like chocolate or vanilla frosting?
Or how about honey?
Sit tight, man cub. We'll go get the snacks.
Oh, banana.
Come back!
Honey bowls.
Come back, you guys! Don't leave me here!
Mowgli scans the hut. Spotting an open window, he crosses the room. A monkey pops up.
Hey! Nice try, buddy!
The window shuts.
As I sat there all alone, I realized two things. One, the party was definitely over. And two, no matter what, Baloo would be searching for me, high and low.
Now, where the... I just can't understand this.
Baloo, have you seen Mowgli lately?
Have you seen my honey? I can't find my secret stash of honey.
Honey? I'm all over that like flies on...
A porcupine laughs.
Honey.
Baloo, I asked you a question.
Huh? Oh, right. Mowgli. He wouldn't listen, Baggy. He ran off with a gang of crazy monkeys.
He what? Forget food for once, Baloo. Come on, let's find him.
Absolutely. Right after I... Oh, dang! My head's stuck.
The porcupine enters the tree near Baloo's head. At the abandoned hut, monkeys lounge around. Inside, Mowgli sits on a cot.
While I waited for those stupid monkeys to stop playing their bad joke, I found some strange things that seemed oddly familiar.
Hello? Can you come out?
Mowgli talks to a framed photo of a woman.
How did you get in there?
He runs his finger over the woman's face. Mowgli sets the photo aside and spots a pair of leather shoes on the floor. He steps into them and stomps around. Mowgli kicks up puffs of dust from the floor. He trips on a floorboard. He spots a matchbox with loose matches lying around it. Mowgli picks up some matches and licks the ends. He strikes the matches against a wooden chest, then drops them on the floor in fear. A pile of paper burns. Mowgli crouches on all fours and growls at the fire. He tries to stomp out the flames. The boy cowers back, then steps into the shoes. With his feet protected, Mowgli successfully stomps out the flames. He picks up the matchbox and examines it. It features an illustration of a hand striking a match on the box.
Guess what? Those chimps were right. This was a treasure hunt. And I had found the greatest treasure of all.
Mowgli strikes a match on the box and stares at the small flame. He rises to his feet.
The red flower.
Outside, Chil flies over the jungle.
There she is, finally. Ah! Raksha, what's up with Mowgli? I saw him following some monkeys over to Monkey Town. They said they had a surprise for him.
A surprise? Shere Khan. Quick, go. Tell the others.
Chil Airlines, ready for takeoff. Please stow all carry-on luggage. Carry-on.
yummy.
In a clearing.
You're making me nervous. Hello.
Shere Khan. We trapped a man cub in Monkey Town, just like we planned.
Good job. You should come work for me. I'm always on the lookout for new sidekicks.
No. I know what happens to your sidekicks.
Yes, and when I think of them, I still get a lump in my throat. Come on, Tabaki. Let's eat.
Hey, boss! Is it true do humans really taste just like chicken?
Actually, they taste more like hyena.
Uh-oh.
Move it, Tabaki. Chop, chop.
Don't worry, Chief. I know a shortcut.
Monkey Town. Baloo, I told you those monkeys were up to no good. Let's just hope we get there first.
How was I supposed to know they were working for that darn cat?
Baloo races after Bagheera. Shere Khan bounds through the jungle and across a grassy clearing. Elsewhere, Raksha runs across the leaf-strewn ground.
Hang on, Mowgli. I'm coming.
In the hut, Mowgli picks up an old flag.
The later it got, the more I began to suspect this wasn't just some monkey's joke.
He tugs on a window frame, but it doesn't budge.
I tried to take my mind off things by exploring all the treasures in the hut.
He finds a map of India, a pair of binoculars, and glasses with a shattered lens. He examines the glasses, then picks up a book.
And that's when it all came together.
Opening it, he finds a drawing of a tiger.
Shere Khan!
He tugs on the door.
Let me out! Don't leave me here!
Shere Khan runs across a clearing, leaping over a low tree branch. Raksha sprints through the forest. Shere Khan emerges from a patch of brush and encounters the white wolf.
Hold it right there, Shere Khan!
Raksha!
I know what you're up to, and you better not lay a paw on my Mowgli.
Your Mowgli? He was born a man. His parents are hunters.
He's my son, Shere Khan. And if you want him, you have to go through me.
Relax, Mother. I haven't harmed a hair on his head yet. But I'm in no hurry. He and I will meet again. Another time.
Shere Khan walks off.
Over my dead body.
He leaps at Raksha.
With pleasure!
Outside the hut, Bagheera peers at one of the barred windows. She pads to the window, rises on her hind legs, and looks inside.
Mowgli!
Bagheera!
How are you doing? Are you okay?
Scared, but alive.
Well, you won't be if you don't escape before Shere Khan gets here. I've got an idea.
Be careful. Those monkeys are crazy.
That's what I'm counting on.
Bagheera bounds away. She approaches the monkeys on the porch.
Uh-oh. Hey, heads up.
Huh? Hi. Can you help me? I found a map leading to the lost land of really big bananas, but I need someone with thumbs to unfold it.
Excuse me, did you say really big bananas?
Bananas so big, two elephants can slip on one peel.
That's big! Let's go!
Come on! Really big bananas!
They run off.
Kids, don't try this at...
Baloo crashes through the door.
Baloo!
Now that's what I call crashing a party. Boy, next time I bust through a hut, remind me to cover the bare necessities. What a dump. Come on, Moog. Let's make tracks before Shere Khan makes us snacks.
Smiling, Mowgli follows Baloo out of the hut. The bear runs out of the abandoned camp with Mowgli close behind. Nighttime, Mowgli sprints through the jungle. Baloo trots along.
Come on, Mowgli. Keep running. We're homeward bound.
At the hut.
There it is, finally! That stupid hyena and his stupid shortcut.
Shere Khan runs inside.
Mowgli! Come out, wherever you are!
He spots the shoes.
That's it. Shoes?
Boss! Oh, you made it. About that shortcut. Wow! You ate him already?
Wrong again, you traveling flea circus. If your nose could smell as much as you do, you'd know the bloated bear was here. He helped the boy escape.
Well, Shere Khan, how was your meal?
I'm still waiting on my entree, but perhaps I'll have an appetizer. Tell me, how was the jumbo chimp cocktail?
I don't know if I can run faster than Shere Khan!
Well, I just have to run faster than you.
Shere Khan leaps out of the hut and chases the chimps. Daytime, Hathi walks near large boulders. Baloo sleeps on the ground, and Bagheera lounges in a tree.
Hathi.
The elephant pauses near Mowgli, who lies asleep beside Baloo.
Mowgli? Wake up, Mowgli.
Hathi, what are you doing here?
I'm afraid something's happened.
What?
Well, it's about your mother.
What about my mother?
Mowgli, just hop up and come with me.
Hathi lies down and Mowgli climbs onto his back. Bagheera watches from the tree as the elephant stands upright.
Come on, Baloo.
The panther jumps down. She and Baloo follow Hathi and Mowgli through the jungle.
As I rode atop Hathi, I remember feeling the jungle was a colder, different place. I felt it in my heart, and then I saw it with my eyes.
Get away from me!
Mowgli watches wolves fighting over a piece of meat. Later, he and Hathi arrive at the wolves' den.
The pack was falling apart. There was no leadership, no order. And when Hathi finally brought me home, I knew the horrible reason why.
Raksha lies still on the ground.
Oh no.
Hathi lowers, and Mowgli hops off his back. Baloo, Bagheera, Akela, and little Raksha watch as he approaches the white wolf's body.
What happened?
Son, your mother and Shere Khan.
Mowgli, the tiger attacked your mother. She died defending you.
Defending me? No.
Dear friends, even though my beloved Raksha is gone forever, her spirit will live on in this land and in all of us. Raksha loved you and your sister Mowgli, and she will always be with you both, in your hearts.
Mowgli cries.
What is happening to me?
He wipes his face.
What are these things in my eyes?
They're tears, Mowgli.
Why do they hurt so much?
Why do they hurt? Well, tears are like a river flowing from a broken heart. Mowgli, it's okay, Mowgli. It's okay.
Hathi sets his trunk on Mowgli's shoulder. Akela rests his head on Raksha's back.
Brother.
Mowgli leans over the fallen wolf. Baloo averts his gaze. Mowgli stands. He walks off.
Moog, buddy, are you gonna be okay?
Mowgli, where are you going?
Don't you understand? This is my fault. I'm leaving the jungle and never coming back.
Mowgli runs away. Hathi sways on his feet. Mowgli sprints down a hill and along a path. He runs beside the rocky shore of a creek. The boy crosses the water. Little Raksha races down the path after him.
Mowgli! Mowgli!
I don't think I ever ran so fast or so far. I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't care. I just figured the farther I ran, the farther I'd leave my troubles behind.
Mowgli! Where are you?
And so I ran. And ran. Until I just couldn't run anymore.
In the jungle, Mowgli falls to the ground and buries his face in his arms.
And then, something happened.
A white horned cow grazes near him. The animal walks off. Mowgli climbs to his feet and follows it. He finds a village where children kick a ball.
I had discovered a pack of man. All kinds of memories were coming back. Of being a kid just like them. And living in a place just like this.
The ball rolls to Mowgli. He picks it up and sniffs it.
Over here.
And even though my jungle family taught me to fear man,
kick it over here.
I didn't.
Kick it.
And they didn't seem to fear me either.
Yes. Like that.
A boy motions for Mowgli to kick the ball, and he does. It flies high into the air and bounces against a wooden gate.
If anything, I felt welcome and comfortable and safe. Like this was my home. But then I heard little Raksha calling for me.
Mowgli stares at a girl in the village.
My new home would just have to wait.
He runs back into the jungle. The girl goes to a woman cooking by a fire.
Little Raksha?
In the jungle, Mowgli glances around. He runs further into the brush and scans the area. He finds little Raksha with her leg stuck in a trap.
Sister! Mowgli, help me get loose!
He kneels in front of her.
Hold still. I'll get it.
Mowgli tugs on the jaws of the trap. It opens, and the wolf pulls her wounded leg free.
Thanks. I'll be okay. But you can't leave us.
I have to go away. I don't want to cause any more trouble.
No. Shere Khan will hunt you wherever you go.
Well, then I don't know what to do.
Yes, you do. You took the hunter's oath. You must stay and fight.
You're right. Baloo and Bagheera are right. Running away isn't the answer. I have to face Shere Khan and beat him. But no wolf has faced that tiger alone.
Mowgli, a wolf can only fight like a wolf. But you can fight Shere Khan like a wolf and...
A man. A man, I got it!
Yeah!
Call the jungle people and tell them to meet me at the river.
Mowgli runs off. At dusk, wolves stand on rocks and howl. Nighttime. In the clearing, Shere Khan paces.
Well, well, Tabaki. It's been an interesting couple of days. I set out to kill the man cub, wound up killing his mother.
Which destroyed the wolf pack.
And made the man cub run off again.
And now we're gonna go find him, yeah?
Yes, soon I shall have my revenge, and it'll be the icing on the cake.
Wow, I love this job. Wait, did you say revenge was icing? I thought you said it was ice cream.
Shere Khan!
Moi?
Yeah, you big bangle bully. It's me, Mowgli.
How about that?
Ooh.
We didn't have to find the icing. It found us.
It found us. Ooh, that's funny.
Oh, man cub, I can't hear you. Speak up. The more you talk, the sooner I find you and the sooner I eat.
Mowgli perches on a tree.
I'm up here, Shere Khan. All by myself with no pack to defend me.
My, you're awfully chatty, and here I was hoping for a nice, quiet meal.
You'll never catch me!
Mowgli climbs, and Shere Khan leaps up the tree after him.
Maybe I'll start with an hors d'oeuvre of little frog's legs.
Down here, fatso. Looks like you're slowing down, tiger.
Mowgli runs off, and Shere Khan leaps to the ground.
What's the matter, tough guy? Got an old bullet in your butt?
Mowgli runs through the thick foliage. He pauses and scans the area, then rushes away. The tiger runs over.
Okay, man cub. At first I was amused, but now I'm getting angry. Come on, boy! Let's finish this!
Mowgli jumps out.
The river! We'll finish it by the river!
Boss, hold on! What if it's a trap?
A trap? Ha! Idiot! No trap can hold Shere Khan!
The tiger runs after Mowgli. Near the river, the boy adds to a line of sticks. Shere Khan bounds through the water. Mowgli runs off. The tiger reaches the shore and pauses.
Where are you?
The sticks form a circle in front of him.
Show yourself!
No worries, boss. I'll sniff him out.
Baloo approaches.
Uh-oh. I smell company.
Company?
He stands on his hind legs.
Why, it's just an overstuffed bear.
And an underfed panther.
Why must we always talk food?
Glad you could make the party, Shere Khan.
Well, if it isn't little Raksha, tell me, how's your mother? Still dead?
You cold, heartless evil.
Hey, Snaggletooth!
Mowgli leaps to the ground.
Shere Khan, it's time for you to pay.
Pay? I'm sorry, did you just say it's time for me to pay? You ridiculous little man cub. Don't you get it? This isn't your moment of vengeance. It's mine. And once I'm through with you, everyone in the jungle will know that I, Shere Khan, rule all. And that I answer to no man. Come, look into my eyes, boy. Just like your mother did. It was the very last thing she saw. Die!
Both in the circle, they lock eyes.
No! I know that trick. I'm not putting myself under your power.
Very good, Mowgli.
I may be small. I may be without claws, or wings, or a big mouth like you. But I am not without my power, Shere Khan.
What power? That little stick?
Mowgli lights a match.
The red flower. What are you doing?
Standing out of the circle, he lights a bundle of sticks. He stares at Shere Khan, then lights the circle with his makeshift torch.
Oh, genius.
The flames spread around the sticks, enclosing Shere Khan.
Yipes!
Wow!
All right, bro!
Now you look into my eyes, tiger.
Who needs fangs and fur when you've got fire?
Yeah, he's bad.
Holding the torch, Mowgli stares at the trapped tiger.
Brilliant.
Watch out for the fire, Shere Khan. I hear it likes fur.
I need to get out of here. Tabaki, help!
Boss, hi, kid. I would love to, but look at all the red flower. There's a whole bouquet of it. Can I quit? I quit.
Et tu, Tabakus.
Mowgli? Sir. You know, no king of the jungle's complete without his very own butt-kissing sidekick. Okay, nice chat with you. Bye-bye.
Tabaki, please.
What's the matter, Shere Khan? Shouldn't you be roaring and boasting right now? Is it cold out, Shere Khan?
Mowgli brandishes the torch.
You seem to be shivering.
Enough. What are you waiting for? Just kill me.
Sorry, tiger. You're not getting off so easily.
Mowgli, what will you do to me?
I'm taking your jungle away. You are banished from this land. You can't hunt or even set foot here again. Do you understand me, Shere Khan?
Yes.
Good. Then say it. Swear it. Promise it to everyone here!
Okay, I promise I'll never return.
You all heard him say it! And if you break your word, Shere Khan...
He shows a tiger drawing.
That's me.
That's right.
Mowgli burns it with his torch.
Mm.
Now, do you understand?
Yes, Mowgli. Yes.
Then you may go.
Mowgli motions to the jungle. Shere Khan leaps over the flames and runs away through the water. He passes the turtles.
So long, Brady Cat.
I was behind that kid all the way.
Oh, yeah, so was I.
Yeah, right.
Mowgli throws his torch into the river. Little Raksha approaches him.
Little brother, I'm so proud of you. I knew you could do it.
Listen, man cub, we're sorry. We were wrong about you.
No wolf has ever faced Shere Khan like that.
Yeah, you should be our pack leader.
I appreciate that, guys. But I'm not a wolf. I'm a man. And I gotta discover what that means. I think my sister deserves to be the new leader of the Seoni Wolves.
Thanks. I'll do my best. Mom would be so proud.
Mowgli hugs her.
You deserve it, sis.
Looks like we taught him well, Baloo.
Yep. Our man cub's all grown up.
And you know what? They were right. I didn't feel like a man cub anymore. I just felt like a man.
Mowgli holds the book he found in the hut.
So, what do you think this is anyway?
I once saw a man with one of those. I think they use it to keep track of their dreams or their memories. They call it a book.
A book? Wow. Monkeys? Panthers? Elephants? Hey, must be some kind of jungle book, huh? I can't wait to hear what it says.
Mowgli walks off, reading the book.
Hey! Mowg! Catch you later, pal.
Safe journey, Mowgli. See you around.
Smiling, Mowgli waves to his friends and runs off.
So that's it, really. That's my story. And you know something? Even now, I take that book wherever I go. And every time I open it, I discover a new adventure.
Fade to black. In the jungle, Mowgli swings on a vine. Shere Khan trots out of the underbrush, then climbs a tree where Mowgli sleeps. Akela and Raksha approach and bark at the tiger. In a tree, a chimp throws fruit at Tabaki, who lies on the ground. It hits the hyena in the face. Sitting on a large rock, Bagheera looks up at the sky. Chill flies overhead. Baloo pops up from behind thick bushes. Elsewhere, Hathi opens his mouth wide, his trunk resting on his forehead. A distant view shows the sun shining behind mountains. In the jungle, a chimp waves, then walks off. Cut to black.
Thank you.
On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light.